Good afternoon and welcome to the 8 o'clock game for here on KAKN. I'm Wesley Foster and...
Tim Mattson.
Tim Mattson. Long-time basketball player, right, Tim?
Oh, lifetime.
Lifetime.
Lifetime fan of the sport.
That's what we do here at NACNAC is play basketball, and we've got a good team that plays basketball in high school this year, don't we?
Yep. Best-looking team in the Southwest region since I've seen so far. Young team, high energy. A lot of people coming out to see them tonight, too. Stands are filling up, and we're getting ready to play some basketball.
Our fine sponsors of Angels Basketball here on KAKN and KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, the Bristol Bay Borough, a borough since 1960, Bristol Bay Borough Chamber of Commerce, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bristol Bay Contractors, CNC Heating, Coastal Surveyors, Community Bible Chapel, D&D Restaurant, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, King Flying Service, NACNAC Trading, Worldwide Fuel, all fine sponsors of Angels Basketball here on KAKN and KSDP Sandpoint. The Eagles bring in about eight players. Double zero, Stokes is his last name. Number one, Ludvik. Bravo is number 11. Rotter, number 13. Maynard, number 20. Gunderson is 22. Gilbert is 23. Jeremiah Wilson is 44. And Evan Wilson is number 55. Those are your Sandpoint Eagles that have journeyed up here from the east side of the peninsula down there, way down there. That's a long trip to come up from Sandpoint.
Oh, you bet. That's a good experience for the fans.
We're going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance being said, and we are about ready to have the tip-off, and something going on with the fans here last year. They have started to stand until the home team makes a basket, and some of them are standing up. Maybe they're just trying to stretch their legs. Bravo returning. I've seen that young man a time or two, I believe. A couple of big guys. Stokes in there along with Wilson, starting for the Eagles as well as Gilbert. So probably a well-rounded team. You got one, two, three freshmen in there, two seniors, one junior, and a couple of three sophomores there for the Sandpoint Eagles.
And, yeah, another fairly young team.
They're looking like they're ready to play some ball. Tip is controlled by the Angels. Pacheco went up high easily against Gilbert, and Bristol Bay controls it. Moorcroft is in there starting. Adam along with Miles, and Adam.
Nice-looking baseline three, wide-open shot, good form, and nothing but net.
And we've got the Bristol Bay Angels putting on full-court pressure, and it will continue to be the Eagles' ball.
Right away, that zone press showing its effectiveness, getting a jump ball.
Rotter lobs it into Wilson. Evan going down the right side and gets stuffed a couple of times, trying to get that ball up, and is called for traveling.
He took a couple steps there. There was no hope for that shot anyway. There was two guys there waiting to block it.
Just waiting for it to get out of the hand before they actually went up with it.
Sandpoint showing a 2-3 zone here. Adam going to the corner again.
Back in that corner, up to Pacheco. Pacheco to Moorcroft on the right baseline. Nothing there. Rebound is off of Miles' fingertips. And it's 3-0 with 7:17 here in the first quarter.
Right away, the Angels trying to work the open part of that zone in the corner. See if he gets some open jump shot.
Rodder to the left side. Looks like Gunderson tried to make that Gilbert with an attempt, but it slipped out of his fingertips. Rodder on the right side gives it up to Bravo. Bravo down to the baseline looking for some help. Rodder with it. Gilbert with a shot at the free throw lines off the back of the rim. These boys, they get a little bit of opening for Sandpoint, and they'll pop that ball right now. So Bristol Bay really has to pay a lot of attention. Moorcroft with a shot off the side of the backboard. Rodder coming down quickly with it and trying to tip it off of an angel as he came to a stop there on the left low post, and it went off his own foot. King, right side to Moorcroft, back to King in the corner for a three, nothing but air ball on that. Stokes has it, up to Rodder. Rodder can't control it. Ball is stopped now by Moorcroft.
Good open court defense by the Angels, getting the ball back.
Down to Moorcroft. Moorcroft driving the baseline, goes hard down, and is it going to be an offensive foul because the referee was pointing toward the blue end of the court? 2-2, Moorcroft.
Yeah, he went in the lane wide open. The guy got in his way, and he didn't slow down. So the ref's going to call that a player control foul. Sandpoint ball.
Rodder bringing it down for the Eagles. Rodder going to the right side. Stokes is over there along with Bravo, who has the ball now. Bravo drives in, hands off to Rodder. Rodder with a shot off the back of the rim with the Moorcroft rebound. Adams slowing it down as he gets across. Adams doing the point guard duties. Moorcroft's on the left. Quickly into Pacheco, and we have Gunn make that Gilbert with a holding foul on Pacheco. That was a quick, snappy pass by Moorcroft into Pacheco. Pacheco was halfway to the basket before I even seen him get the pass.
Yeah, that was a good cut and a good look. Being unselfish and make
Pacheco
that pass.
On the left side doesn't get it to go down. Lob pass is out, controlled by Babiak with a turnover. He goes up against Wilson, and Babiak gets 2 points.
Yeah. Nice pass fake, threw the defender off, and he went up strong, got fouled. The ref didn't call it. 5-0 Angels.
Ball is in the corner to Gilbert, back out to Bravo. Bravo to Rodder, back to Bravo on the right side. Bravo giving it in to Wilson. Wilson was so wide open, he missed the shot. He didn't really, he expected a little bit more alley-oop to
Dangerous
Pacheco.
Dangerous lob pass. He almost got undercut on that one. Good thing he caught himself and didn't fall down.
Babiak has 4 with the second attempt. Yeah, Pacheco went high, and he came down on somebody's back. And
Sandpoint's going to get the timeout, and they got the benefit of the doubt before the player threw the ball out of bounds. The ref gave him a timeout, so full timeout for Sandpoint.
Bristol Bay's ahead 5-0-1 here in the first quarter, 7-0. 3 point by Adam King within the first 10 seconds of the game, and 4 points by Babiak. They've trying to get the inside pass to Pacheco, but it hasn't been able to result in many points.
Bristol Bay showing their full court press off a made basket, which has proven to be effective here early in the first quarter.
So we got Adam and Miles in there along with Everett Moorcroft. Pacheco's in there. Babiak will round out the five. We've got Gilbert, Stokes in there, along with Evan Wilson. Pacheco practically leans back.
On a double team, he just went right over the top and got the two.
Pacheco's got 2 and a full court
Another
pressure.
Turnover.
Results in a turnover for Moorcroft. Goes up for his first 2. And again, that full court pressure there. Moorcroft goes up high trying to intercept the pass. But
we're going to get a foul here off
Bravo as he goes down the sideline.
Everett's going to pick up his second foul here halfway through the first quarter, and that's not good when your main scorer gets in foul trouble early.
Moorcroft coming off of a slight injury and hasn't had a lot of playing time last week. Ball is shot by Evan Wilson, rebounded by Miles now. Miles went up against, Adam went up against Stokes. Miles has it, make that Adam in the corner, gives it to Aspen as he's in. Miles, make the Adam going, I'll get those boys straight before next year comes along.
Yeah, they switch numbers, I noticed, so hard to tell from year to year if they keep switching numbers.
Sam Point has yet to get on the board. Babiak with a upcourt pass, leans into it, gets two more. Babiak with six, and again, full court pressure. Tipped
another
control
turnover
by Pacheco. Miles has it shot on the right side, and a quick timeout by the Eagles.
Sand Point has no answer for this zone full court press.
They've got Pacheco, the tallest player on the Angels team, right up in their face.
Yeah, he's playing the point, and with long arms and athletic guy like that, you could cover a lot of court, and it's hard to pass the ball around a big guy.
Big guy, long arms both ways, and about the only way the Eagles of Sand Point going to break that press is dribbling out, but that's really what you don't want to do. Tuffy Hansen is in there for the Angels now. And
yeah, good chance for the Angels to get
ball is tipped by Pacheco. Gilbert is down for a shot. Nothing there. Rebounded by
out.
Pacheco. Pacheco off to Adam down the left side. Adam to the top. Tuffy on the right side. Bounce pass to Babiak. And we've got Stokes with a foul. Stokes, he's asking for a little leniency there on that foul, but he's not going to get it from the referee because he's actually holding.
Obviously reached out there, got a hold of him. And
trying to keep his arm straight. Babiak's at the line. Doesn't make the first one. It's 15-0 in favor of the Angels. Babiak doing a fine job for the Angels. Not so well at the free throw line. Ball is up to Rotter. Rotter giving it to Gilbert. Bounce pass to Bravo, and the ball falls off the rim. King for a rebound. Up to Hansen. King is in the corner, lob pass, trying to get it to Asplund, and we've got Gilbert coming out. 10-foot jumper from the right side is no good. Gets his own rebound on the other side of the court. Bravo with
a lot of early quick jump shots.
An attempt. Bravo gets
Sand Point
the first two of Sand Point on the board at 15-2 with 2:45 here in the first quarter. Adam is in the corner. Adam across court into the lane to Babiak. Babiak with a 5-foot shot. Rebounds on the floor by Pacheco. Adam coming down the middle. Can't keep a handle on the dribble. Picks up. Trying to get an outlet up court. And we've got a foul on the court as Rotter was trying to advance the ball. Rotter wasn't having
foul on the Angels. Adam King going for a loose ball.
Bristol Bay is ahead, 15-2, with 2:23 here in the first quarter. Rotter with the inbound, gets a little bit of a pick. Bravo has a long three on the left side, goes in, has a fortunate bounce, and Rotter, make that Bravo, has all 5 points for the Sand Point Eagles.
Yeah, it was a deep three, about 3 feet behind the arc.
Babiak steps up for a shot, rebounded by Pacheco. He puts in the easy two-footer from the left side, and Bristol Bay putting on full-court press. Quickly in, up to Bravo. Bravo with a long pass. Man, oh, man. Stokes
got it, and he just kind of threw it up there, kind of surprised that he even caught the ball.
Yeah, he went for a big guy. He didn't come off, but he had a long arm stretch to catch that one.
Tuffy good ball Hansen. Rotation.
Tuffy Hansen on the right side, and we've got a foul.
Looks like that's going to be on 23, Alex Gilbert, on the rebound.
No, they're going to give it to Stokes, unfortunately.
On Stokes, I guess.
Stokes has got a couple of them right now. Three team fouls for both, and we've got substitution Maynard coming in for the Eagles. Ball, Adam Asplund Pacheco for a three on the right side of the top of the circle. Nothing there. Asplund catching up with it, and he bounces it off of Evan Wilson's head.
Good hustle by Kwiatkowski on that out-of-bounds save. Had nowhere else to go, so he threw it off the defender. Smart play.
17-5 in favor of the Angels. Long court pass out to Pacheco. Make that Babiak. Tuffy down into Asplund. Asplund looking back to Tuffy in the corner.
Good
runs the baseline.
Fake.
Is stuffed by Gilbert. Trying to get an outlet pass to Maynard. Intercepted. Bristol Bay's got the ball, and the referee's letting him play. Evan.
Oh, behind the back by Bryden over to Kwiatkowski for the layup. Wow.
Boy.
Broken play turned into something.
Something nice, too, for Kwiatkowski.
Now they're going to get Wyatt Babiak. Angels now getting a little excited, starting to reach in, and they're going to pick up a couple of cheap fouls on their
That press. Was a quick, nice. We've got Bravo with a shot from the right baseline, and we've got 52 seconds. Behind
Matthew
the back
Bravo
pass,
doing all he can to keep the Eagles within reach here.
Adam King with a five-foot jumper. We put back up by Pacheco, gives it six.
Sandpoint has no answer for Pacheco down low. Nobody can out-rebound him or
Babiak
out-jump him.
Read the play 3 seconds before it happened. Dishes off to Pacheco for his 8 point. And Gilbert trying to bring it across.
Pacheco all over the place. Get another steal. And
we've got
foul on
Gilbert. A foul on Gilbert as he tried to slow the play down.
23-7 here. 21 seconds to go. And Bristol Bay clearly in control of this game in the first quarter.
Bristol Bay has shown a press that I haven't seen him do before. Babiak with a three attempt, nothing there. Kwiatkowski got pushed by Gilbert. Rodder comes up with it. Rodder down the right side, going to thread the needle. Nothing there. Rebound by Bravo. Bravo with a shot from the left side, and he's got all nine of the Eagles' points, 22-9.
Adam at the buzzer. Oh, right off the back of the rim.
We'll be back in a minute. It's 23-9. Bristol Bay ahead. We're back here at the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. The Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Bristol Bay Angels, and the Angels have a comfortable lead at 23-9 as we begin the second period, and Bristol Bay will handle it as we begin action here in the second half. Tuffy dribbling, passing off the floor to Asplund, and they still can't get that ball in. Tuffy,
10 points, still playing 2-3 zone, and
Bravo with a quick shot, rebound by Evan. He can't control it, and Maynard was there to keep the ball from going up for Sandpoint. 23-9. Ball is into Gilbert. Gilbert with a long three. Nothing there. Rebound is kept in by Evan Wilson, but Bristol Bay comes out with it.
Buddy Anguson in the game for the Angels off the bench.
Adam with an attempt, and Asplund with the second attempt. Asplund's got four now.
Good job on the offensive rebound to get it back up for two for Kwiatkowski.
Just kind of looking at the Bristol Bay defense there. Not really a man-to-man defense. However, we've got substitutions coming in. Ludwig coming in and Maynard sitting down for the Eagles.
That's Maynard's second personal foul, so he'll have to sit down for a little while.
Little half-court pressure. Hansen, bounce pass into Asplund. Asplund to Pacheco. Pacheco up to Anguson. Anguson bounce pass to Pacheco. Back to Anguson. Anguson up to Miles. Back to
Buddy's
going to
fire
Buddy,
a three. Good.
Anguson with three. I think they can put him on the bench now. He got his three.
Good shot for Buddy. Good shot selection. He was wide open, so
Rodder,
I don't blame him for taking that shot.
Rodder has it. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Ludwig. Ludwig to the right. Over. Down quickly, little bump there. The rolls out as Evans got a bump. Was that Pacheco
Evan
with the bump?
Evan Wilson, on the shot attempt.
He's not a fast mover, Evan Wilson, but when he gets the ball, he'll try to put the shot up. He's at the free throw line. It's 28-9, 6:31. Evan's first shot doesn't go in. We got Gilbert, Rotter, Ludwig out there, along with Bravo, and Wilson's at the line. He hits the second one, and 10 points up for the Sandpoint Eagles. They meet him at half court. I thought Buddy was going to take that for sure.
Yeah.
Aspen to Pacheco to Hanson to Angerson on the left wing.
Good ball movement right now for the Angels. It's working out to where they get a good easy shot, and that's what you want. And now we'll have a foul. Looks
Aspen,
like on Evan Wilson.
Aspen had three attempts, and none of them went in. So he'll be taking two from the free throw line. First personal foul for Wilson. Shot by Aspen did not go. We've got Stokes coming back in for Wilson. Gilbert, Rotter, Ludwig is out there along with Bravo. For the members of the Angels, we've got Moorcroft back out there now, loosening up. Angerson, Asplund's at the line, Babiak, and Miles returns. And the second attempt goes in for Asplund. He's got five. And
line violation on number 11.
Bravo steps on the line.
Yep. Easy play to overlook, but the refs are always watching. You can't step on that line or over it when you're inbounding the ball.
Moorcroft will inbound it. Babiak's in the left corner. Babiak across the court to Moorcroft. Angerson's at the top. Angerson gets a little traffic, gives it over to Moorcroft. Quickly into Asplund. Back out to Angerson. Angerson lined it up for a three. Moorcroft, Asplund to Angerson. Angerson to Babiak on the left side now. Going in for a lip. Off the glass and in. I mean, he looks.
Good
he
ball
makes it
movement
look so
again.
Smooth.
They worked it. Got a good shot.
Gilbert to the right side. Off the mark. Rebounded by Babiak.
Another quick shot by Sandpoint. They're coming down and shooting it one time. And then the Angels get the ball back. And they're making them work on defense right now.
Angerson way out high. Miles dribbles in once. Out to Angerson. Top of the circle. Miles on the left wing. Down in the left corner to Moorcroft. Man, a shot across the middle of the lane to Babiak. His ball's in and out. Gets
his own rebound.
Second
again.
Attempt. He's going to pass it out this time. Miles to Babiak in the corner for three. Nice high arching shot.
Why take two and you could get the three?
We've got Bravo coming down, doing all the most of the scoring. Gilbert with a three from the left side. Make that right side. And that's Gilbert's first 3 points. These boys from Sandpoint has to take a little time to warm up to the court, and it's 34-13. Moorcroft in the right corner, taking a set shot. Little short, Miles with the rebound, puts the second up, puts his first attempt up, and he's got five now. Make that four.
A 23-point advantage for the Angels now, 4:20 to go in the second period.
Bravo gets a pick, gives it over to Gilbert. Gilbert on the left side, goes into the lane, comes back out now on the right side. Bravo looking left, now to his right.
Angels showing a little zone defense now.
We had a shot by Rotter. It was off the mark. Very few Eagles in there for offensive rebound. Angerson bounce pass to Asplund, out to Babiak, around the horn. Finally, he stops and slows down in Miles' hand. Babiak. Babiak pointing directions to Angerson.
Yeah, Bristol Bay showing good patience right now with their ball handling.
Gets it into Asplund and is fouled by Bravo. Really can't be putting a whole lot of hands on the offensive player if you're Bravo for the Eagles because... they need him out there badly. It's only his first personal, but still, Ludwig will sit down, and we've got Maynard back in there for the Eagles. Moorcroft inbounding to Babiak, to the left side to Miles. Miles on the left wing, inbound to Moorcroft. Moorcroft underneath, puts up a shot up, right in front of the basket, and it goes through.
And there were four players around Everett on that attempt, but he just goes up over the top and in.
Maynard with a long three. Does it hit anything except the glass? Moorcroft quickly down. Behind the back pass is stolen by Gilbert. Gilbert up to Bravo. Bravo down the right side. Bravo not going to stop except for the baseline. Gives it off to Maynard. Maynard keeps it in play right into Babiak's hands. Babiak quickly down the right side. Goes up for the layup. He does have about the smoothest shot I have seen in a long time.
And he's a freshman, and that's impressive.
Gilbert with a long three off the back of the rim, rebounded by Miles. Gilbert slaps it out of Miles' hand, so he slows it down. Looking for a quick outlet. Eagles meet him at half court. Angerson on the right side lines up a three off the glass. Nothing there. Rebounded by Rotter. Rotter going between the defense. Rotter, and we're going to have a foul on Miles. Miles tipped it away from him coming up from behind, but as soon as he stopped, Miles just kept running right over the top of Rotter.
Almost looked like he took a foot to the face there, but he appears to be okay.
So we've got Rotter inbounding it for the Eagles. Bravo with a two. He was over talking to his coach, and the coach says, play ball, and he quickly runs up and gets that shot from the right side. Angerson bounced past to Moorcroft. Moorcroft goes around Stokes and hits about a 5-foot jumper from the right side. Moorcroft with six. Bravo quickly down for the Eagles. Pulling up to the right side. Maynard. Maynard dribbling amongst traffic. Almost loses it. Bravo, make that. Bravo going into the lane. Tip. Gets his own tip back. Bravo with a shot. Nothing there. Rebounded by Moorcroft for the Angels. It's 42-15. 1:55 here in the second quarter. And short timeout by the Angels. Letting the Sandpoint Eagle players have a little bit of a breather.
Crystal Bay looking pretty good. 42 points with 1:57 left to go in the first half. That's a lot of points for just the second quarter.
Yeah. 23 in the first quarter and 19 here in the second, and we still got 2 minutes to play. Crystal Bay looking awfully fine. I mean, the coach put in the full court pressure, which resulted in a few turnovers. The Eagles were given a break as they took the full court pressure off. Evan Wilson coming in for Stokes. Stokes seems to be having just a little bit of some issues. And so ball is back in play. We've got Hanson, Adam out there, Miles, Asplund. Tuffy loses the ball. Maynard takes it out of his hand. Miles is trying to come up from behind him, but Maynard slows it down. We've got Gilbert, bounce pass to Evan, and it's a running hook by Evan Wilson, and he's got three on the book, and it's 42-17 here in the second quarter. Adam pushing the ball up to Hanson. Hanson to Miles. Miles to Asplund. Asplund can't keep a handle on the ball. First shot's no good. Out to Adam. Adam at the top of the circle. Into the lane. Hanson on the right side for a three off the back of the rim. Rebound by Rotter. Rotter down the right side. And Miles taps it out of bounds. Miles really asking for a few extra fouls, I think, with that kind of ball play. But he taps it out. Gilbert with a shot from the right side. Made that left side. Nothing there. Rebounds by Rotter. Rotter up to Maynard. Maynard to Bravo. Bravo shot. Kind of like.
Looked to dump it in, but the teammate wasn't expecting the pass. There was two Angels waiting for the basketball.
Miles has it out to Hanson. Make that Asplund to Hanson on the right side. Bounce pass to Asplund. Asplund with a 8-foot shot.
Good look into the high post from the wing. Right in the middle of that zone. Kwejak found an opening for the easy basket. Good look by Tuffy Hanson.
Bravo has it. Steps into the lane. Puts up a 14-foot shot. Nothing there. Hands all over Asplund as he gets out.
He had a good box out that time. Defenders were all over him, but he boxed them out like you're supposed to and Easy rebound. Now we're going to get a foul on Sandpoint.
Bravo has a foul assessed to him. That's at least two. And it's a 1-1 shooting violation. Yeah, two fouls for Bravo. He's got 11. Evan has got 3. And Gilbert with 3 for the Eagles. And Adam is at the line. First shot goes in. Adam with 4. 4 as well for Miles. Pacheco has 8. Asplund 7. 13 for Babiak. 3 for Anguson and 6 for Moorcroft. Second shot by Adam is good as well from the free throw line.
Angels 3 for 6 from the free throw line so far.
Maynard going to do the duties for Eagles. Into Rotter. Second attempt is no good. Ludwig puts up a last shot. Nothing there. End of the second quarter. 46-17. We'll be back in 1 minute with a recap of first half action. Welcome back to the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium. I'm Wesley Foster along with Tim Mattson, and you're listening to live Angels coverage here on KAKN and live Eagle coverage on KSDP in Sandpoint. We would like to thank our halftime Way to Go Angels supporters, Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Bristol Bay Borough, Bristol Bay Telephone, Ricey B's Hair and Gifts, Heart of the Shire, Martin Munson Regional Library, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball.
Just a quick reminder, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, at halftime of the game, your kids are in Pee Wee. There will be a game for Pee Wee players halftime at tomorrow and Saturday night's game. So just a reminder for your parents. Remember the little guys at halftime tomorrow night.
Halftime score is 46-17, and we'll run down the scoring for the Bristol Bay Angels first. Miles King has 4, Adam King with 5, Pacheco has 8, Asplund with 7. Babiak doing a fine job with 13, Anguson with 3, and Moorcroft, his first game in about 2 weeks, with 6. Scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles, Tim?
Matthew Bravo, the captain, leading away with 11 points. We had Alex Gilbert with 2 points and Evan Wilson with 4 points. So Bravo carrying the load for the Eagles, and they're going to need a lot more of that here in the second half.
46-17 is our halftime score. We're trying a lot of different varieties to get Angels basketball out here to the people and the relation around the United States. If you just go to bbbsd.net/live, you can watch Angels basketball and Eagles basketball right now on the internet live stream from the center court here at the high school in Net.
That's a great opportunity for whoever wants to watch the basketball games. We've come a long way in technology these days.
Yes, we have. You know, looking at the Bristol Bay Angels, I think they have played a very fine game. They need just a lot more opportunities here in the way of defense on them. I mean, they put up a press that looked awesome. I mean, Pacheco was right up there leading the way, and those big arms just have knocked down passes right and left. The full-court pressure has resulted in many turnovers. Their fast break is looking good.
Yep.
Their offensive, defensive rebounds looking good. Against Sandpoint right now, they're just looking good.
Yep.
The Eagles have been outclassed on both sides of the field, giving Coach Pacheco of Knack a little bit of opportunity to put some of his substitutions in.
So, yeah, and it'll be a good time to see those younger players develop and get a little game experience. And I don't expect them to be pressing here in the second half, unless they absolutely need to now.
They do
the
lead's
all in hand. They're probably just going to work on some other things and get ready for tomorrow night.
And as they gear up going to regional tournament and hopefully on to state, they are really starting to come on their own. Nothing really lacking. I mean, Babiak has made dribbling going backwards look smooth. You know, that's how much he's progressed as a young freshman here for the Bristol Bay Angels. Sam Point's got some good freshmen coming up. Evan Wilson, number 55, and Joe Ludwig, freshman. Both those boys getting some playing time.
I've been impressed with Matthew Bravo. It shows here he's a sophomore, and he's been able to get his own shot and score, put points up on the scoreboard, and he has a promising future as well.
Well, halftime score is 46-17. We'll take a four-minute break and be back with more Angels and Eagles basketball after this four-minute break.
Got a couple more quarters to go.
The Angels get a quick turnover as we start the third quarter here at the high school. Who scored that one? Pacheco?
Pacheco got it inside off the feed from Markaroff for the easy two.
48-17 early here. And Miles just about gets a steal from the off of Rotter, but it goes out of bounds. Rotter has the inbounds. We have man-to-man defense for the Bristol Bay Angels. Rotter giving it to Bravo. Bravo still has control of it as Maynard kept it from going back and forth. Evan wasn't looking at it. Gilbert Maynard with a three off the back of the rim.
Sad point, having a hard time controlling the ball, even making easy passes is becoming difficult.
Half-court pressure, ball's up to Moorcroft. Moorcroft down to Babiak on the left side for two.
And on the other hand, Bristol Bay is moving the ball at will and getting whatever shot they want. I'm really impressed by the Angels here tonight.
Rotter trying to go around the pick, loses the ball. Everett Moorcroft comes up with it. Adam slows it down, top of the circle. Left side to Moorcroft, lob it in to Pacheco. Pacheco looking twice, gives it out to Adam. Adam down into the corner to Miles. Miles with the three, hits it.
I'm liking their offense. They're making about four or five passes. You know, a lot of the kids are making the extra pass, and it's really working out for them.
Well, Moorcroft steals the bounce pass into Wilson. They're really trying to put in a tough pass, and Adam has it down in the corner for the Angels now. Pacheco out to Moorcroft at the top of the circle, going left. Decides to do a spin around. Adam, Miles on the right wing. Down in the corner to Adam. Adam bringing it up to the wing. Back down to the corner to Moorcroft. Moorcroft with a running jumper, 6 foot out, and hits it.
Yeah, the Angels are taking advantage of their zone there. The Eagles are playing a zone, and it's a lot of guys just kind of standing around, and the Angels are way too fast.
Wholesale substitutions coming in. Angerson, Hansen, and Asplund coming in. Miles stays out there along with Babiak. Bravo steps on the sideline. Bravo does. Rotter handed it to him just a little bit too far out past the three-point line, and it will be Bristol Bay ball. 55-17. Another couple of four more points, and the clock's going to run. Substitutions coming in. Ludwig coming in for Bravo, and Stokes is coming in for Rotter. So you've got a couple of large guys down underneath and some fresh ball handlers out there for the Eagles. Hansen up to Angerson. Angerson bounce pass to Babiak. Babiak on the left side goes up with his right hand and he puts in a layup.
One quick dribble, he got right to the basket. Can't ask for much more than that.
17 points now for Babiak. Maynard out there for the Eagles. Ludwig on the right low post puts up a shot. Looked more like he was ready to get a pass off.
Shot that one from the hip there.
Asplund up to Hanson. Hanson bringing it down.
Sandpoint trying to extend their defense now.
Anguson has it. Hanson in the middle for three. He gives him three.
Another wide open three given up by the Eagles in the corner there.
Bristol Bay is working that corner. They get the ball down into the corner. They bring it up to the wing, back down into the corner. Bring it back up to the wing, back into the corner. It's a nice play, too, you must admit. It really has its little sideline thing going here.
Yeah, they entered into the high post, back to the corner, and they got the defense all confused.
Long court pass up to Anguson. Anguson pulls it out on the right wing. Smart heads-up ball by Anguson there, waiting for his teammates to come up and help him. Ball is on the right left side to Miles.
They go back
into
to the corner again.
Thought Babiak was cutting. Not there. Long court pass up to Gilbert is tipped, and it will go to the Angels. Again, a very young team brought here. Only two seniors. That is Gunderson, who hasn't seen. I don't even think he's there.
Yeah, maybe I'm not seeing him.
He's
here.
The guy
he
in the
might
t-shirt.
Not have made the.
Gunderson and Stokes are the only
tonight.
Seniors. Babiak gets a bounce into the low post, puts it up off the glass, and Babiak's got 19 points.
The Eagles still scoreless here in third quarter.
Maynard's shot is off the back. Stokes went up, but Asplund went up a little higher to get that ball. It's 62-17. I'm sure the clock will run all the time. Maynard picks up a loose ball for the Eagles. Maynard's going to go up the right side off of Babiak. Maynard did not hesitate. Maynard, an 11th grader, and Babiak a freshman there. So Babiak's really looking nice for the Angels. Gilbert puts up a three from the left side, and Gilbert has... Balls up to Miles. Miles gives it to Babiak, a give and go, basically, and Babiak up on the left side. And Evan Wilson telling Stokes to put your hands up, you know, because Babiak went right on by him with that basically a give and go.
Yeah, the ball didn't hit the floor that time once it got past half court.
Maynard's shot went dead off the back of the rim, and Asplund rebounds 64-20 with 2:55 here in the third. Babiak, bounce pass up to Miles, can't handle the pass. Gilbert picks it up quickly down the court, down the center, right down the middle of the lane, puts up an 8-foot jumper, nothing there, rebounded by Ludwig. Ludwig with a hook shot running away from the basket.
He got away with a double triple that time, too. Ref let him go.
Hanson up to Anguson. Anguson in a little bit of trouble. Stops, passes over to Miles. Miles, cross court pass. I don't think Pacheco could have got that pass. It was so high.
Yeah, that one went to the fans in the second row over there.
And I think Pacheco's got, about a foot and a half on Tuffy, so that was an extremely high pass. Maynard to Gilbert on the left side for a three, and it rattles in. Gilbert coming alive now with 9 points. 64-23, 2:10, and the clock is running. Anguson backs up, looking for a little bit of room, into the corner to Miles. Babiak gets a blocking foul on him from Evan. Clock does stop at two. Is that only in the fourth quarter when it runs?
It must be.
64-23 is the score here in the third quarter. Babiak going to inbound it. Babiak right underneath to Asplund. Doesn't go in, but he's going to go to the line for two. 1:59, a quick whistle on that inbound play.
We'll see how the Angels do at the line. I know they've been struggling lately from the free throw line. It'd be nice to see them make these easy ones, even in these games where their lead is well in hand.
Asplund's first shot dead off the back of the rim. Asplund's got 7 right now. Babiak with 14, leading all scorers for both teams. 64-23, 1:59 in the third. Second shot goes in for Asplund, and We have substitutions coming in. Rodder's back in, and Bravo is in. Stokes and Evan. Evan sits down. Evan Wilson for the Eagles. Gilbert on the right side to Bravo. Bravo taking it up. Maynard on the left wing. Maynard looking, trying to get a bounce pass sent to Rodder. Asplund steps in front of it over to Tuffy. Tuffy can't handle the pass, but he puts up a shot.
Good save and steal by Wyatt.
Yeah.
Kicked it right over to Miles King right on the basket for an easy two.
I haven't seen and it goes in, too. Who shot that one?
That was Matthew Bravo with the and one there.
And it goes in. Chance for a three-point play, and it was on Miles. Bravo with 13 points for the Eagles. It is 67-25. Shot goes in for Bravo. Matthew Bravo with 14. Little full court pressure, man-to-man full court pressure, and the Angels bring it across real nicely. Up court to Asplund. Asplund high with the ball. Tuffy back to Asplund in the left corner. Asplund still looking for some help. Dribbles out, gives himself a little bit of room. Anguson and the defense for the Eagles have picked up a little bit with this. And Maynard takes it away from Hansen. Goes up, pops a five-footer, nothing there. So all that work for a missed basket.
You like to see him hustle and not give up, though. Despite the lead that the Angels have, the Eagles are still fighting hard here.
Ludwig comes up, holds, and Miles steps right in front of the pass to Bravo. Miles to Babiak. Babiak going to slow it down quickly over to Hansen. Hansen on the right side. Hansen into the right corner to Babiak. Babiak to Asplund, goes to his left, puts one up off the glass. Asplund has 10. Long court pass to Gilbert, up to Ludwig, back to Gilbert. Gilbert giving it to Bravo. Bravo trying to get it to Rodder, and Rodder can't handle the pass, and Miles goes court end-to-end and misses the layup. Miles got the ball back on the left side, spins to his right, puts up a shot. Three Angels bounce off of each other. Ball comes out of the hand of Maynard with the last second shot at the end of the third quarter at 69-26. We'll be back in 1 minute. We start the fourth quarter. The Bristol Bay Angels leading the Sandpoint Eagles 69-26. Angels outscoring the Eagles 33-9 in that third quarter. The Eagles continue to play that 1-2-2 defense. Miles getting a given goal from Asplund, and it's off the back. Rebounded by Bravo. Bravo trying to get to the center of the court and is fouled by Miles King. Miles is just so close to all the action. It seems like he gets a foul as soon as an Eagle starts to slow down. Long shot by Gilbert is off the mark. Angels control it. Miles bringing it down, cross-court pass to Asplund. Asplund slows it down to Tuffy, over to Anguson. Anguson in a world of trouble, and we got a pushing foul on Maynard of Sandpoint. It's 69-26 with 7 minutes, and the clock is running now for this whole fourth quarter. Anguson up to Miles. So into the Babiak at the top of the key. Anguson has it on the left wing. Tuffy will bring it out. Tuffy just about got a traveling violation, but the ball was out of his hand before he came down onto the court. Miles at the top of the wing to right, left wing to Anguson. Miles is in the corner. And strapping defense now by the Sandpoint Eagles. Ball comes right into Tuffy Hansen's hands right underneath the rim. He puts it back up and in. Hansen has 5.
Ball. Angels showing good ball movement again. Good patience.
Gilbert with a long 3. Nothing there. Bravo with the rebound. Going up against Babiak. Rebound to the Angels.
Good rebound by the smallest guy on the court, or Hansen.
Up court pass to Babiak over the reach of the Eagles. Asplund with the putback, and Asplund's got 12. 73-26, 5:50 here in the fourth. And Maynard on the left wing dribbles in a couple of times, puts the ball up, rebounds. No one there to get an outlet. Ludwig will put up a long three off the glass. You know, and I just got a funny feeling he wasn't aiming for the glass. It just happened to go off the glass.
Nice shot from his hip right off the glass.
The ball is stolen by the Eagles. Maynard comes out with it. He's up the court quickly to the left side between the leg dribble, and Maynard will pull it back. Maynard to Bravo. Left side, left wing, looking for some movement. Ludwig in the corner, off the hip again, a little bit long. He needs the glass. Miles with the up-court pass. Miles on the left side, pulls up with an eight-footer off the back of the rim. Babiak with the putback. Babiak's got 21 smooth points. You've got just a variety of shots in the arsenal as Babiak gets a loose ball. Babiak looking for some up-court movement.
Yeah, he seems to be all over the place tonight, getting a lot of easy baskets, easy steals. Good heads-up player.
Hansen with a shot. Babiak with the second attempt. Rolls
there he is again.
Up and over the rim for 23 points.
Yeah, he just kind of walked right in there. The ball fell on his hands. And
Gilbert's
2 points.
Gilbert was playing 5-on-1, and Bristol Bay had the five defenders, and Gilbert took a shot. And it didn't go in, so an easy rebound for the Angels. And Miles throws in a hard pass and controlled now by the Eagles. Maynard around Babiak up against the Angerson, and Maynard's shot, just two-footer, goes in.
Yeah, nice shot. Well contested by the defense, but he got it up over.
77-31 with 3:45 here in the fourth. Miles gets his shot blocked. But Babiak, right there,
Babiak again.
To make it look even smoother.
He just has a nose for the ball, and it pays to be never to stop moving, and gets a lot of easy baskets by just continuing to move.
79-31 is the score here in the fourth quarter with 3:29 left here. We got a timeout. Didn't see who called that one, but... the coach from Sandpoint telling his players to get up and listen to a few directions. Sandpoint really trying to not waste a lot of time when they get the ball on offense. They come down 1-on-5 and they'll take a shot.
Yeah,
when,
they've shown a lot of rush shots tonight. And then on the other hand, the Angels showed good patience where they pass it 4 or 5 times and get a good easy shot.
It is 79-31 with 3:29 left here in the fourth quarter. The Angels from Bristol Bay taking on the Sandpoint Eagles. We do have quite the height for the Sandpoint team. Brett Stokes is at 5'11". Jolan Ritter is at 5'11". 5'11 for Wilson, and Evan Wilson is also 5'11". So Sandpoint doesn't come away with some short ball players. They still have the height. Maynard down in the middle to Ritter and make that Rotter. And Rotter gets his first 2 points of the game. That's hard to believe. Miles with a long up-court pass. Angerson to Babiak at the top of the circle. Angerson looking at that three. Miles has got it into the right wing. Asplund out to Hansen for a short three. Ball rolls around and in. Almost looked like it was coming out for Hansen, but he
got the roll.
82-33. Both teams running up and down the court. Maynard going to drive into a lot of traffic. Ball is loose. Miles comes up with it. Miles racing it down. Travels as he stops. Miles turns around and kind of them shoulders, you know. If you know Miles, you can see how he pushes those shoulders a little forward there, thinking that he was listening
to instructions
from the coach.
He knew what he did when he did it. He had to come to a one-count stop, and he knew he didn't do it.
Ball is off of Asplund as Asplund and Rotter went for the ball. 82-33, the clock is running with 2:12. And Maynard has it on the left side. He'll put up a 10-foot shot. Nothing there. Rebound by Asplund. Babiak has the outlet. Babiak down the far side. Gets a pick from Angerson. Slows it up on the left wing. Top of the circle over to Hansen. Hansen into Asplund. Babiak at the top. Asplund looking at a three. Backs up. Asplund has it. Up top to Babiak. Babiak. Little shuffle to Angerson. Angerson got his hand. Looked like it got hit a little bit. Asplund with the rebound. And he put it back up and in from the left side. 14 points by Asplund. And it's 1:30 on the clock. It's 84-33 in favor of the Angels. Maynard picks up his dribble. Trying to get it into Evan. And Maynard controls the ball now. Ball's passed into Stokes. Stokes puts one up hard because it was tipped. Rotter can't handle the putback. Babiak comes down with the rebound. Babiak's got a cool head on him. Angerson on the left side. Angerson gets a couple of push. Angerson amongst giants in there.
Yeah,
loses it out of bounds.
Looked to take it in by himself, and then he picked up his dribble and didn't know where to go from there. And it was an easy turnover. And
ball is still, the clock is still rolling, and the referee didn't see the substitute coming in. And so we've got 35 seconds left on the clock. A commanding lead, 84-33 by the Angels. Rotter has the ball taken away from him. Angerson up court to Miles. Miles can't get it inbound, and the clock still runs at 20 seconds, 84-33. And now Gilbert continues to rush it down the court. Over to Ludwig with a long three. Nothing there. Babiak goes up against. Hansen comes down with it. Miles is down there for the. And Angerson gets the left lamp from the left side. Angerson.
But he gets easy, too, to finish this game off for Bristol Bay.
There's the end of the game, 86-33. We'll keep it right here and quickly run down the scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles. Ludwig with 3 points. Bravo with 14. Rotter with 2, Maynard with 2, Gilbert with 9, and Evan Wilson with 3 points. The Eagles were just so outclassed by the Angels and their arsenal of weapons that from the very get-go, when the press was put on, you could just see the handwriting on the wall right there in the second quarter.
Sandpoint, little young and experienced, you could tell it shows. This group for Bristol Bay has been playing together since Pee Wee Ball, and they're really coming together and looking good.
Looking good is Babiak's middle name with 25 points for Babiak, and did a fine job. He was everywhere, and he was so smooth. We would like to get to our sponsors before we get to our scoring for the Bristol Bay Angels. We would like to thank Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, the Bristol Bay Borough, Bristol Bay Borough Chamber of Commerce, Bristol Bay Cellular, Bristol Bay Contractors, CNC Heating, Coastal Surveyors, Community Bible Chapel, D&D Restaurant, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, King Flying Service, Knack Trading, and Worldwide Fuel, all fine sponsors of Angels basketball. Running down the scoring for the Angels, we have Wyatt Babiak with 25 points. Miles King with 9. Adam King with 5. Pacheco had 10. Asplund with 14. Angerson with 5. Hansen with 8. And Moorcroft with 8 points. Again, the final score, 86-33 in favor of the Angels. Angels will be playing a late game tomorrow, if my schedule is correct. They'll be playing at about 8 p.m.
We'll be looking forward to that game. Lady Angels won their game as well, so both games will be at 6:30 and 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Well, for Tim Matz and I'm Wesley Foster, we do thank you for joining us again. The final score, 86 for Bristol Bay and 33 for the Sandpoint Eagles. We'll send it back to the studios for regular programming. Have a good night.